Rosebud. He just said, Rosebud. Then he dropped the glass ball and it broke on the floor. He didn't say anything after that, and I knew he was dead. He said all kinds of things that didn't mean anything.
If we could find out what he meant by his last words as he was dying.
That Rosebud, huh? Maybe some girl. There were a lot of them back in the early days.
It's hardly likely, Mr. Bernstein, that Mr. Kane could have met some girl casually and then 50 years later on his deathbed.
Well, you're pretty young, Mr. Thompson. A fellow will remember a lot of things you wouldn't think he'd remember.
I was on my way to the Western Manhattan warehouse in search of my youth. You see, my mother died a long time ago, and her things were put in storage out west. There wasn't any other place to put them. You know, it's her sentimental journey.
Charles! Yes, Mommy?
Mr. Thatcher's going to take you on a trip with him tonight.
Why aren't you coming with us, Mom?
We have to stay here, Charles.
You'll probably be the richest man in America someday.
Declaration of Principles.
You don't want to make any promises, Mr. Kane, you don't want to keep.
These will be kept. I'll provide the people of this city with a daily paper that will tell all the news honestly.
As all he really wanted out of life was love. That's Charlie's story, how he lost it. You see, he just didn't have any to give.
You want me to love you? Sure. I'm Charles Foster Kane. Whatever you want, just name it and it's yours. But you gotta love me.
There's only one person in the world to decide what I'm gonna do, and that's me.
You decided what you were going to do, Charles, some time ago.
You just want to persuade people that you love them so much that they ought to love you back.
Only you want love on your own terms. Something to be played your way according to your rule.
Toast, Jedediah, to love on my terms. Those are the only terms anybody ever knows. So,
what would you like to be?
Everything you hate.
I'm Charles Foster Kane! I'm no cheap, crooked politician trying to save himself from the consequences of his crimes!
Mr. Kane was a man who got everything he wanted and then lost it. Maybe Rosebud was something he couldn't get or something he lost. Anyway, it wouldn't have explained anything. I don't think any word can explain a man's life. No, I guess Rosebud is just a piece in a jigsaw puzzle.